just keep people moving through the turnstile of our morning show. And we've got with us on the line this morning, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you?
Keep them moving through, yeah.
Absolutely. One after the other. I just got finished saving a baby robin from a nest here. So
all right.
Doing a little bit of my social work.
Good accomplishment for the day. I like that.
Absolutely. Every robin and bird out there this time of the year, you want to do the best for them. But you've got something that I see is going to be crossing the president's desk related to some veteran caregivers and veteran health. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm the member, as I said, on the Senate Veterans Committee, as first senator ever in Ohio to spend a full term in this committee. And my commitment, it always is to protect and serve those who protect and serve us. And we've modernized, if you will, and updated some of the things that are going on at the VA. Now, we know the VA does a very good job, places like Wade Park. We know about the community-based clinic in Lorain County, what that means. We want to expand eligibility for caregiver services because so many often middle-aged Americans are taking care of a veteran who is sick, and we want to help them with some of the challenges in that situation.
What's provided under the legislation?
Well, it basically gives the caregivers some support from the VA. Caregivers have to take off work. They often give up jobs or parts of jobs. They need some help that way from the VA. So it builds a partnership between the caregivers and the VA on behalf of veterans in this country. And so it's a critical move in the right direction, especially as our population ages, and we see the necessity for more caregivers sort of throughout the population, but this is focused on veterans through the CHOICE program.
You know, your constituents come in all shapes and sizes and ages. I understand you're also kind of helping out or at least meeting with some of the eighth graders at Northwood Middle School. This is in regards to those discovery tours. What effort are you bringing to that, and what can Washington do to help?
Yeah, this company, whether through incompetence or something worse, illegal behavior, not clear, this company didn't live up to its obligations. It's brought school kids here for years. This school, it's an Ohio-based company. These eighth graders from Elyria Public Schools, Northwood Middle School, I met with yesterday. Fortunately, another company stepped forward, so these parents that spent up to $800 each on these trips for their kids, and for some parents that was obviously really a struggle, and to be robbed in all intents and purposes of that money and their kids not getting the experience, this other company stepped in and fixed it. I've asked the U.S. Attorney on the Northern District of Ohio to look into this and investigate if this company engaged in illegal behavior. There may not be any blood in that turnip. I mean, they may have no money, this company, now to reimburse these families. It's not clear. But whatever these executives of this company have, they need to make sure that these kids are taken care of and these families are taken care of.
And, of course, bringing them to Washington, D.C., it's a great place to see out of the textbooks, sort of see government at work and see history there. What do you remember about your first time trip to Washington, D.C.? How did that come about?
I did not have a school trip. I came once with my parents when I was maybe in eighth or ninth grade. I just remember this sort of the imposing nature of these buildings, and I remember walking through the halls, and occasionally I would see a senator I'd heard of. I mean, I hadn't heard of very many at that point, probably Teddy Kennedy. I'm not sure how many others. But I don't remember a lot about it, but I think it might have piqued my interest in government. And these kids have, these tours are really pretty good, and these kids, I mean, I just came with my parents, and it was a trip that, again, it was a long time ago, but I think these tours are set up to, you know, expose kids to a lot of interesting things, and there are more interesting monuments now than there used to be, all of those kinds of things, the World War II Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, those are all, you know, last 30, 40 years. There's the FDR Memorial, the Dr. King Memorial, the Korean Woman, it's a city people can come to fairly inexpensively. You can drive, you can stay in a suburb in a relatively low cost hotel. You can take the subway in, and you spend a lot of time walking, so try not to come in August when it's really, really hot. But it's a great city for a family to visit.
What's on your agenda for this Memorial Day weekend? What kind of
well, a lot of the same things I do. I one of my favorite quotes when Pope Francis, soon after he assumed the papacy, he was exhorting his parish priests to go out and smell like the flock. And you know what he meant by that, with all of its biblical overtones, is you know, go out and listen to what people say. And like the veterans bill we just talked about, a lot of these issues come from discussions I have, you know, might be at a union hall, might be at a veterans hall, might be at the grocery store, might be walking down the street where people come up with ideas. And it's really helped me be a better legislator, in both in the House and Lorain County and now in the Senate, to get out among people and listen to them. I don't travel abroad like nearly as much as most of my colleagues do, and my travels are mostly in Ohio, and that's what I do.
Well, Senator, we appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk with you again soon.
Sure. Thanks so much. Thanks.